All right, 3, 2, 1. How's it going, everybody? And welcome back to Nerd Stuff with Ian 2.0 podcast. And as always, I'm your host, Ian. And today's episode, we're going to talk about the two biggest, the two biggest 6-inch military-esque figure lines that are currently going on right now. And we're going to talk about Val versus Action Force versus G.I. Joe Classified series. And just kind of giving my opinion of them real quick, talking a little bit about their histories, and then kind of giving you guys some more information to look it up for yourself, what you think you should do. Whether you agree with me, disagree with me, I want to leave that out there. So let's start with G.I. Joe. If you've been, you know, going back to the 50s and stuff like that, you know what a G.I. Joe figure is. You know, it's been around that long where some of us have seen the big old 12-inch plastic military G.I. Joe figure where you put on the clothes and he has the M16 and the knife and all that stuff. That's how the G.I. Joe series kind of started. It wasn't until the 80s where it got revamped, where you have characters like Snake Eyes and Duke and all that really come in. And that was really due to Larry Hama coming in and really just being like, I have a vision. And Marvel at the time had the G.I. Joe, you know, comic book rights. And it's, to a lot of people, arguably one of the best comic book runs. And Larry Hama completely changed that whole landscape. But I don't want to jump in on all that because there's tons of people who've talked about that one, and that would just be a whole separate topic by itself. So I just want to keep more to the figure side of it. So that's what G.I. Joe really is. You know, got revitalized. Now you have characters like Duke, Snake Eyes, Roadblock, and they're, you know, great figures, and the G.I. Joe Classified series really brought that classic feel with modern takes full circle. Now, I know they, if I recall, I think G.I. Joe Classified returned, or G.I. Joe returned in 2019. And then, just due to everything that was going on, it kind of, with shipment delays and all that, and unfortunately kind of just lost some steam to an extent, because realistically you only had Duke, Roadblock, and Scarlet out. And that was like your first wave. There was a video I saw from Foosh, and he had posted this dude literally rolled into a Walmart, stole a bunch of Dukes and Scarlets and Roadblocks, and just ran out. It was ridiculous, but it just told you people were, they didn't know what to think. They didn't know what to think of the series at the time. They didn't know, you know, how popular it was going to be again. And Hasbro lucked out. You know, G.I. Joe Classified really, you know, it hit. I took a minute to kind of get into it. My dad, he on the other hand was like, oh, okay. He's like, you know what? I want some soldier fodder. And he just kind of just looked at me. He's like, oh, these look cool. Let me pick them up. He wasn't really thinking too much in the terms of like, oh, man, like, I want to collect every figure. His thought process was, I want kind of like figure fodder to go against other, you know, whether it's X-Men or anything like that, if he wants to display them or just make his own customs. That was his idea. And I kind of went with that same thought process going into it as well, because I ended up getting brought in to it because of Major Blood and the Flint figures. Just those two, really, I was like, man, these are actually great figures. Like, they're fun, they're, you know, poseable. They do realistically what you would expect. And they do work as figure fodder, whether it is against the MCU or it's against the X-Men, you know, however you want to do it. And then now I'm down this path of I'm fully invested in it. Now I am personally more invested in the villain side with Cobra. just because I think Cobra's had some better army builders. And that's where I feel like my heart kind of sits, just because I feel like as much as I would like, you know, all the Zaymont and Zaymos and all of the villains like Destro and Baroness and Cobra Commander, all that stuff, you know, I feel like the army builders to me kind of just stay being like kind of where I want to be at, if that makes sense. Now, compare that to Val vs. Action Force. So Action Force had originally it was a European line. It was the European equivalent of G.I. Joe. So it had been around since the 80s. And it was one that us as Americans had never really seen. There are people that knew of it, but there was also the idea of it's a new IP, and Bobby Valla, who bought the IP, was like, I want to do a military figure line at 6-inch. He wanted to compete. And, I mean, the dude has since just, in all intents and purposes, he's knocked out the park. You know, he started with Kickstarter, and then when the figures finally came out, some people had issues with it where, you know, there were some figures that had some leg snap and stuff like that, and he had to put in there. He was like, heat these things up, do that stuff. And now that was a deterrent for some people. But other people are like, you know what? Like, these figures are fun. Like, these are great figures. And he sent in the little packages, like, before use, you know, you either use a heat gun or put them in warm water, warm up the joints. And that was for Series 1. Series 2A, he did the same thing. I almost didn't even need to do that, in all intents and purposes. I could almost have just run them the way they were, because the PC or the PVC plastic they're using has since gotten better, the grade that they've had, because they want a sturdiness, but also that flexibility. And this way, it's giving you the best of both worlds. This way, it's not like the flimsiest plastic, but it's also not the hardest, like it's a statue. Like, you can tell it's got some heft, but they were figuring out what they wanted to do. So, I mean, I jumped in on 2A like crazy. I got, you know, the Scarabs because I saw the Swarm, and the Swarm was one that I never could get into. I came in after Series 1 had sold out. They've since come back and forth with it. I ended up picking up one of their generic soldiers, which I thought's a smart move on Valverse's side of it, is the idea of, why don't we just make, you know, mass commandos, and then we come up with, you know, armor packs, weapon packs, stuff like that, and then you can customize and make your own soldiers, which to me, I thought that was genius. You know, it's a great way to separate yourself from, you know, G.I. Joe as a competition. And to me, I thought that was smart. You know, yeah, their price point's about, if the average G.I. Joe, let's say now, has since gone up. So currently, if we're going to go the Amazon exclusive route right now, so let's go Kamakura. He's $33.99. Valiverse's figures normally run about $31.99. So they're comparable to each other. Now, G.I. Joe regularly, when it wasn't exclusive, they ran about $22 to $24. It started in $19.99, but they've since, you know, with inflation and everything that's going on, they've bumped up to $24.99. And other countries, I can't even tell you some of their prices, because there's some people that are like, their G.I. Joes are in the 30s, almost $40 range. And it's like, it's particularly in Canada, it's not worth it. It's not worth getting into that at that point. If I'm spending $40 on a figure that, you know, realistically might not has decent articulation, but at that point, if I'm spending $40, I might as well just go and buy, you know, SH Figure Arts, Mezco, or something like that, save my money and not use it. That's kind of something some people have had, and there's plenty of videos out there if you guys Google it and look it up for yourselves, man. It sets the tone for how bad price hikes have gone for Hasbro and other countries. But to get back to back online with what we were talking about. So you have comparable price wise, they're almost about the same. G.I. Joe Classified Series, though, I think they have probably about the same amount of figures out that you can buy. You've got Snake Eyes, you can of course get Roadblock, you can get Duke, Scarlet, you can get the movie Baroness, Arch. You've got probably, I should compromise on this one. You have a little more G.I. Joe classified figures because you've had the movie, the Snake Eyes movie, you've had more figures to kind of play with. Well, Valverse, their first wave was 6 figure wave, and then now their series 2A, that was 4. 2B just came out, that was another 4, so that's 8. Total of 16. Or no, that's total of 14. Sorry, my math was off. And then the next wave, I think it is, actually, no, it might be more than that. So, because I think, well, you know what? I'll count the army fodder as kind of one, because they're really just, it's just a repaint of each one, realistically. So they're almost even. The advantage G.I. Joe has, it's got a history in the United States, and they're realistically constantly showing something. They're the bigger company. That's what Hasbro's kind of doing against Valverse in a lot of ways. It's hammering down the idea of like, cool, we've got history and we've got money. If we want to really throw out there, we can do it. We've got the 2-pack Blue Ninja Pack. You've got the, 3-pack of the Alley Vi no, 3-pack of the Vipers. You've got, regular single releases. They're throwing that stuff out there to try and get people to buy figures because they want people out there to get them. And they know the wave in the series as a whole, as for classified series, has been very difficult for people to get into. Not due to lack of trying, but due to supply. You have to stock, Amazon, Targets, Walmart like crazy. The very few figures you've been able to find have been the movie figures, Flint, Lady J, and Cobra Commander. So that's 7 figures. Oh, and Gung Ho, because I feel like Gung Ho is about to become the new peg warmer, because that's all I'm able to find when I go into my local Targets. So it tells you guys, like, I'm out there looking too, because I'm looking for, bats and the Alley Vipers. I'm kind of just keeping my eye out for them. I've pre-ordered some of them. And there's websites you can pre-order, army builder sets and stuff like that. I'm still out there looking just to kind of keep looking on top of everything else. While with Valiverse Action Force, you've got a lot of the fan toy sites that sell it, whether it is Nerdzoic, Big Bad Toy Store, or Valiverse's own website itself. They tend to sell those same. They tend to sell the same products, but they're just not in retail. So they end up, now you can get certain figures, but you got to hope some of them are still in stock. So Series 2A, like that's consistently stayed in stock. 2B just came back in. Series 1, I don't think they're about to do any big, like, Wave 1 re-release unless they get into a retail market, if I'm being honest. But realistically, they are doing a prototype set for Joe Fest of Series 1, so that depends on how you feel about that. So let's kind of let's start doing compare and contrast price-wise. In all honesty, they're not super far from each other. So that's in comparison, G.I. Joe is slightly less. You can get them at retail. You can get them for $24.99, which is cheaper than $31.99. Now there are other figures at Kamakura that run up to $33.99, and then with the Viper 3-pack, that's like $90. That's $30. It's still slightly cheaper than the Action Force figures of $31.99 that you gotta pay. And that's more due to the fact that it's at retail that they're able to sell those at. While Valverse is they're a third-party company, they're a small startup. So their price point, they had to start higher in order to sell product. And they've been consistent with selling product. So price-wise, G.I. Joe still has the edge. Now, is it by much? Not really. So Valverse is not fully out. So let's go to articulation, since price point kind of G.I. Joe wins slightly on price point. Articulation. So articulation wise, I think Valverse beats them by a slight margin, because for the price point you do pay, you do get more. You get more hands, you get more weapons, you do get different heads, you do get some more stuff that comes with it. And all those little things kind of add up. While with G.I. Joe, I mean, if I'm looking at the movie figures, you got Snake Eyes, an alternate head, and his sword. You didn't get an Uzi, you didn't get anything with him. Same thing with Storm Shadow. He came with two swords and an alternate head. That was it. And Scarlet, one head, crossbow. That was it. And then Ahiko, or whatever, I can never remember her name from the movie. The fourth good guy, she only came with her two weapons. And then, of course, the Baroness, she came with her Uzi. That was it. So it's not like they really gave them too much. And their joints, they were good. They run smooth. But realistically, I think Valverse's, even though you got to heat them up and you got to do certain things, I think their articulation ends up being a little bit better. So I'm going to do articulation and accessories together to clarify that one. I probably should have said something. So articulation-wise, I think Valverse matches G.I. Joe with that extent. Accessory-wise is where Valverse really wins on that one. Now, let's go to the fourth one, or the technically the third. Design and figure types. So I think they're dead even. I think the Scarabs are probably like the Scarab and the Swarm are probably like their best looking army builders for bad guys. And I stand by that with Valverse on that one. They've got some amazing looking designs and ideas for the revamp of the series. In this franchise. While with G.I. Joe, they've got some great, designs and ideas on their eyes on their side too. I mean, looking at their villain wise, their infantry troopers and their officer and bats and alley vipers and vipers and stuff like that, they've got great designs for their villains. And to me, I think that's where G.I. Joe will have the slight edge because they have more variety with their villains right now. While with Valverse, unfortunately, you've got arm builder wise, you've got the Scarab and the Swarm. Currently, you can only get the Scarab because the Swarm is sold out, but the Swarm is rumored to be coming back out again, but with a different color. And that's going to make things interesting. But if I compare that to G.I. Joe with consistency, you've had Red Ninjas, you've had the cover infantry troopers. You've had alley vipers. You've had, you know, plenty of them. Now, the dig at G.I. Joe, though, is the availability of those villain army builder or villain troop builders. They are hard as anything to get. You know, and you're going to have to pay a little bit over, you know, normal sale price to get some of them. Because you got to be out there searching for them, man. It's, I think that to me is a dig at them. Availability? If I went on the Valve versus website, I could probably still order a Scarab or, you know, if I pre-order through a Big Bad Toy Store or anything like that, I could still pre-order some of the villains, particularly their army builders, and I could still have them, and they would still look amazing in a set. And one advantage to the Scarabs and the Swarm, they go real well with some AIM figures. So if you're somebody who's big into Marvel Legends, and you're like, hey, I want my AIM to look better with MODOK, they fit perfectly. Like, I've definitely done a couple photos of it, and they work wonders with that. While with Cobra, it's going to be G.I. Joe. You just know that's where they stay. That's not really, that's a slight dig in my, for me on that one, but I feel as though that's one that you can kind of get over if you play the crossover game in your head. Especially for posing and stuff like that. So, I guess it's kind of give my final thought on them. You know, price-wise, G.I. Joe still has them. Accessorizing articulation, I think Valverse gets them. But I think for design and characters, I think G.I. Joe only gets them just because of the idea that you have way more villains to play with right now than Valverse does. And that's because it's had a longer line here. And they have much more to pull out of. And they're a bigger, you know, they're with a bigger company. So right now, G.I. Joe Classified Series does beat out Valverse. Now, do I think that's a permanent thing? No. I think if a company like Amazon or Walmart or Target's like smart, they'll be like, let's get in on these guys. Let's get them in our stores. Because you get them in the stores, their price point drops for Valverse. There's going to be more stock because now they're fulfilling it for retail rather than, you know, made to sell. Which made to sell for people who aren't used to it is they have a certain quantity, you order it from them directly, and whatever abundance they have, once it's gone, it's gone. Like, that's it. Whether you pre-order it or you don't. Like, that's it. And that's something I feel like Valverse will greatly benefit from when they get it. And for people who, if you're curious, these topics that have been talked about, same stuff that Bobby Vallow on the Valverse website talks about all the time, especially on his YouTube channel. Check it out. Like, he'll talk in depth about, you know, toys, because he's worked in the toy industry for a long time. You know, he worked on plenty of stuff. So he knows how the tooling works. He knows all that. And he picked a great IP that I think in the long run will win and be something that to an extent will be comparable to a G.I. Joe. If that makes sense. I don't think it'll win out, you know, like crazy, but I think it'll be a franchise that he can make sure a lot of people get behind. So this way for fans who feel like, man, G.I. Joe, they're just not doing it for me. You switch over to the Valverse stuff and you feel like you're getting a little bit more for your bang for your buck at the end of the day. Now, do I think there really is a clear, you know, like one is better than the other? No, I don't think there really is. I personally like them both on the same level at the end of the day. I might like Valverse a little more because I love the Swarm figures and I love Duster. I think those are some good figures that really solidified my enjoyment of them. But for ease of the ability to know, like, hey, my wallet can be affected, but I can get more, and as a potential, I can find stuff at retail. G.I. Joe, I think, wins that out slightly. So I will say G.I. Joe wins that out, that part of the battle out. It's only slightly. But I think at the end of the day, if Valverse gets retail, if they have a company really go in, buy them up, I think you'll see a change in that concept. I think you'll see more of a tougher competition because Valverse came out the gate, you know, really showing and taking advantage of the fact that G.I. Joe's been availability-wise pretty bad due to shipments and, you know, everything that's going on with that. I mean, Valverse is taking advantage. And if people who jumped in on it, I mean, they know. And especially for toy collectors, they're really appreciating it. And if you're somebody who doesn't care, you don't really care if you like one more than the other, they go perfectly with one another. In all honesty, you can mix and match both them together. Bobby Valla does it all the time. Like, he'll literally bring out G.I. Joe figures from the classified series to compare and be like, hey, I see what they did. He'll talk about it. And he doesn't ding them for it. He just gives an honest opinion. And he keeps it moving. And to me, I think that's something that for collectors, we sometimes need to see. We sometimes need to see that idea of, you know, we can get more bang for the buck. We need to get that. So to me, I think that's something great. And competition to me also fuels better figures. And I think that's something that G.I. Joe kind of needed because, unfortunately, I don't think G.I. Joe's really ever had that competition. And at the end of the day, I think this will make both companies better. So, I don't know, maybe you might be surprised. Maybe G.I. Joe goes in, hits up Bobby Valla, tells him like, hey, dude, we're going to buy you up, buys all their IP, stuff like that, or they get partnered up, and they do an Action Force crossover with G.I. Joe, where now stuff can come out, stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. It could happen. You never know. But hopefully you guys enjoyed this. Hopefully it wasn't anything too crazy. I know some people are probably like, well, I don't really care for the figure stuff like Action Force, like Valor versus Action Force or G.I. Joe Classified. But for the people that do, hopefully this gives you guys an idea of like kind of where to look, kind of the ideas. And if there's videos out there you guys are curious about looking up, do your research. Like, honestly, I've bought some of the figures from Valverse. I bought the Scarabs. I bought one of the Army Builders. And I bought Duster. I know I want to buy Rollout. I want to buy more of their figures because I like what Bobby Valla's doing. But I also, at the same time, G.I. Joe is knocking out the park too. So it's hard to pick which one my wallet wants to support more when I feel like both of them can merge pretty well together. So, with that being said, thank you guys for listening. As always, you guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You guys can all add NerdStuffWithIan. You guys can also email me at NerdStuffWithIan@gmail.com. And you guys can listen to this podcast anywhere you want to listen to, whether it's Anchor, Podbean, wherever. You guys have a great day. Later. Bye-bye.